Today on Makeshift Happen, we talk with the Executive Director of the PAW Friendship Center, Doug Bartlett. Doug, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Doug, there's so many things that the PAW Friendship Center has happening. Let's talk a little bit about the food bank. What made the PAW Friendship Center realize that the community needed a food bank and that the Friendship Center would open it?
I moved here in September 2019 to take the job as Executive Director. And I was already aware that food security was an issue in communities. And when I got here, I realized that they have no food bank here. There is nowhere for people to go to get assistance to, you know, tide them over. And so I started researching the process for that. And what happened is, we were planning on opening a food bank in a year or two. Unfortunately, COVID hit. And then the need really came out. So we just jumped in with both feet and we secured some funding from the Manitoba Métis Federation that I thank them, and also from Indigenous Services Canada. And we just started our food bank by partnering with Winnipeg Harvest.
In March is when this pandemic started. What other types of situations would create food shortages?
Well, you know, there's a variety of situations. You know, there's lost jobs, unemployment, seasonal employment, layoffs. There's situations, single parents on EIA that just can't stretch their social assistance. You know, they try as they might, but they just can't stretch it. So those are some of the things that, have come up. I mean, there's a real gap in our social safety net. From the pandemic, it has gotten greater.
If a family needs food, Doug, what's the process to get involved in the food bank?
Okay, so we have applications up on our Facebook page and our website. What they need to do is they need to just fill out the applications as complete as possible. We do need the numbers and ages of children and a picture of your Manitoba health card, and then you can forward that to the PAW Friendship Center. And from online, you can email it to us and go from there.
Doug, how much food is required to keep this food bank operational?
Well, right now, through Harvest Manitoba, we're getting somewhere in the neighborhood of 130 hampers. And what we do is we top them off, like the hampers are the basic stuff. We put things like maybe fresh vegetables or, things that need to be sent out right away. At this point, we're spending anywhere from $3,500 to $6,000 a month on filling out these hampers.
So beside the Harvest, who are your other primary supporters of the food bank?
Our supporters of the food bank are, like as I said initially, the MMF. We do get support from various businesses and community. We do get support from Red Apple, things like that. But our primary supporter right now is Harvest Manitoba.
Outside of that, if there's individuals or organizations in the community that want to get involved in keeping the food bank operational, how do they do that?
They can call 204-627-7500. And speak with Dina, and she will direct them on how to do donations. We take e-transfers and things like that. They have the particulars on those types of things. But yeah, you can call Dina.
Great organization, the PAW Friendship Center. Executive Director Doug Bartlett, anything that you'd like to say in closing?
One of the things that I would like to say is that, we're trying to meet this need head on. And any assistance out there, any businesses or individuals out there that can assist us, we're more than grateful to accept the help.
I'm certain there are many people in this community that are grateful for you to bring this food bank to the PAW. And on behalf of all of us at 102.9 CJAR, thank you for making shift happen.
Thank you very much for the time.